Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
What's up, baby? What you got on?
What you mean, what I got on?
What's up? You know what this is?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, what time? What time is it?
It's time for Legal Dog Radio.
Radio.
P.M. Legal Dope Radio is about to begin. Smoke what you smoke, smoke. Drink what you drink, drink. Every Wednesday we make it feel like a week. Yeah. Pull up a chair, score the key. My niggas fresh air, about as cool as the breeze. And so is Dread. Keep his nine like the dial on your dash. Kickstand, support man. With the news, tell you something important. Yeah. Got some new shit.
Yeah.
Give it a list.
Give it.
Call up the phone, tell us hit it or quit.
Quit
play
it.
Some new school with a whole lot of energy.
Yeah.
Play some old school, watch it bring back memories. Reporting live from Illinois. You are now tuned in to the Legal Dope Pool.
Be glad.
Be glad. Yo, yo, what it is. Joe. Wednesday. He was open on. Know what I'm saying? Got the boy Fresh that dude, but of course, the first place, oh God, got the boy still the show. And, what it do, Joe, it's Wednesday, you know what it is. Your favorite, your extra favorite DJs is back on the airwaves doing our thing, man. Mr. Quarter the Great.
They make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air People's Player.
In the building, man. You know what it is, man. So shout out to Freddie Free, Jay Potter, the fly guy, Kickstand, the fourth Miss Ann. You know what it is. Hey, okay, man. I'm gonna tell you what, man. K Front, we bring up the rear a little bit, so we getting it in all the way, man. We're gonna jump right into some music, straight on up. Let's do it, man. Get addicted.
They smiling in your face, stab you in your back. You won't stop and they love you, hit the bottom. It's a fact that they leave you on the floor. Don't wanna be around you anymore. They love to see you fail, hope you never win. And if you lose, they fucking tell you don't try it again. Cause they've seen it all before. Nobody really makes it anymore. So really, nigga, you know my craft and my past. I'm a solid disrespect anyway with the stars to align. But if they don't, it's cool.
out to the LS OJ sample. You did. Hey, Kickstand, give me a sound check, Joe. Give me a sound check. Let me know what we sound like, baby. You know what it is, but man, it's Wednesday. We still doing us. While y'all doing y'all? We come together like butt cheeks. You know? Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Is this live? Yeah. And I don't know what they're root for. You know what I'm saying? Oh, anyway.
All right, man. So we got a big show for y'all today.
We're getting our worldwide game on. You know.
Big show tonight.
And I say worldwide because it's worldwide. You know what I mean? We spent the whole calendar taking care of the whole nation. You feel me? You know, with the Chicago, bless you, and Texas, and bless you, you know, and the boy Tay checking in down there in Florida, and, you know, West Coast right here. You know, we did the whole country, you know what I'm saying, the whole nation. So right now we're going with the international field. So we got an artist that's on fire right now out there in
Australia.
And we're going to pick her brain and see what's going on. And we're going to widen our fan base, and she's going to widen her fan base, and we're going to do the whole hip-hop thing like it's supposed to be done. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right, of course.
Okay, I'm okay.
Okay. So that's what we're going to do, man. That's how the show going to move. You know, of course, we're going to take the callers, you know, and see what y'all got to say. We're going to holler Friday night after Homeboy. You know what that do. He already checking in, ready to do his thing. Hey, man, it's a beautiful thing, man. Hip-hop lives. Get it in, man. Want to jump to another song while we're ironing all our wrinkles?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, it's going to be some music and it's going to be some talking and some phone calls, you know, like it always is, man. We're going to iron out our little wrinkles right now. Make sure things are right. All right? So, I'm going to say get addicted in a minute. Get addicted.
This is a Cassius Clay production.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. okay.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of pumpkin. Came to the club smelling. Came to the came to the club smelling like a pound of pumpkin. Smelling like a pound of pumpkin.
Yeah, that was Purple right there. Staff to Walking Autograph. Album coming soon. Untitled album coming soon. It might have a title. He just told me, but I forgot. Also, shout out to D-Lad on the hook. Put it on the scale in stores now. Set the charts on fire. The charts, though. It's the Legal Dope Boys, Court of the Great.
Make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh out of people's player.
With the peppermint, though. Real fresh breath. Shout out to Ms. Griffin. Shout out to my man Damo, you feel me? You know, I wasn't singling you out, man. You already know I know what it is, man. Anyway, Joe, like I say, shout out to the boy Damo. No pun intended. And Perp, I let your boy. Wait for it. Hey, so you know what it is, man. We're going to do our thing tonight, man. We got Australia online. You know, we're going to knock them dead with that. You know what I mean? Hey, sit back and trip off of that, man. We got Australia online.
We got Australia online.
That's huge, man. That's huge, bro, because you got to look at what we started at. Like I said, you know, it's no coincidence that it's going on, you know, right around the time we wrapped up a year. Because, like I said, bro, it came a time where he sat up in there, bro, looking at the screen and, you know, had 9 callers on that boy. And that was all, though. You feel what I'm saying? And then, nigga, we had 30 callers on at one time, fam. We damn near called the president.
Right.
You see what I'm saying, fam? Now we interviewing motherfuckers in Australia.
Hey, but see, then what happened, though, we was really freaking out. Remember that day it was so many people online? Like, no, I'm going to tell you what really freaked me out. When the people who run Blog Talk Radio send me an email and say, hey, man, Y'all fucking our servers up, basically. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to re-up. You know what I mean? What y'all going to do? So, you know, shit, what I'm going to do?
What
I'm going to do? You already know what I did.
Hey, come on, man. Hey, what about, because you know what? I was just telling Blood on the way over here, too. You know what I'm saying? I was tripping because, you know, normally I have a bunch of notes and all kind of stuff, and shit ready to go for y'all to, you know, interact and talk to y'all. But I dropped my notes in the snow.
That was fucked up,
too. You see what I'm saying? So I'm winging it, really. But I kind of wanted to have a year-end wrap-up, you know what I mean, with the people that the game lost. Because I know by now everybody knows that we lost, you know, Lady T.
Yeah, Tina Marie, rest in
peace. Tina Marie, you know what I mean? We lost Tina Marie over the weekend. So, not even over the weekend, a couple of days ago, you know what I mean? So, it's just, you know, it's wild out here as far as, you know, you never know when you're going to go, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know how the Legal Dope Boys do it. You know, we got a song or two we're gonna play for. And we just gonna do give a big Legal Dope rest in peace shout out. You feel me?
Legal Dope. Yeah, we're gonna get to subpoena later on, man. Like I said, I've been working. Y'all know how I do. I'm just, you know, I do a whole lot of work, man. I work and then I work and then I work some more. So we're gonna get to some of that subpoena later on, man. Shit, how about this, man? Get a dick.
What up, Joe?
That's right, baby. You know it's going down. Funk Master Flex up in here. Get ready for the exclusive Big Pun joint. We're going to simulcast this all over the globe at the same time.
And it's so hard.
That's my wife. I pay for the videos. It's on, dong, you heard?
Niggas want to fuck my wife. Niggas want to take my life. But it's so hard.
That cash room, hardcore, you can dance to. That old biggie, give me
one more.
Take a glance and I'm off with yours. But both hands sit off my drawers and jerk me like the Source Awards. I love hip hop. I ain't even probably the best there is just alive. Never swore, nigga, stop sleeping. What you say your name was again? And I know you from where? Elementary school.
Niggas wanna be like us.
I don't know you,
but they
man. That way.
Niggas wanna fuck my wife.
Loser.
Niggas wanna take my life. But it's so hard.
Ooh, yeah. You ain't fucking my wife. Taking my life. And if you just walk on by. All you haters just walk on by.
I'm mostly concentrating now on continuing to make history in hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Just make everybody proud of me, because I'm not just a rapper now. Now it's like, I'm in history now, so now I gotta, like, you know, uphold, you know what I mean?
A lot of pressure.
Responsibility now.
Put it on the scale out right now, man. Okay.
I want to get you one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Look, man. Yeah. I'm in the holiday spirit, man. Yeah. Yeah. I got a little song for the hood, man. I got something for
you. Way I set up shop, you would think I had a business. The way I set up shop, you would think I had a business.
And some Christmas tree, I get dough. From Christmas to Christmas Eve, my rear view say 10 degrees. I guess I'm finna freeze, hit the liquor store. Warm my body up with Hennessy. Hold up, let me hit the weed. Okay, I'm good now, I'm about to set up shop. Just like I said I would, you selling wood, I'm selling pipe. On me, I be there every time you laid up with your girl all day. Around here we call that selling time. Getting money, huh? Too cool to sell a dime. But your phone always off. Can't pay you, sell on time. Plug had some bullshit. I told him never mind. Waste of gas money. Could have told me that ahead of time. Big beer, big bag. I'm about to get it all soon as I sold. I'm going home to Mr. Claus. I be plugging the niggas that you be ripping off. I ain't got no more, period. Menopause. Way I set up shop, you would think I had a business. Way I set up shop, you would think I had a business. Yeah, I'm fly your whole wish list. Happy holiday, Merry Christmas. Way I set up shop, you would think I had a business. Way I set up shop, you would think I had a business. Yeah, I'm fly your whole wish list. Happy holiday, Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Hey, I smell smoke,
Mistletoe.
1,200 for a pound of that Mistletoe.
info. I'm just wondering, he said stop playing. He can make a win the Wonderland. Triple bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. No faith, no case, that's what I tell cops. So you can find your package that's in the mailbox. Hey, I make bad moves. Bell hop, bar hell hop, so let the hand hell pop, take your last breath before you inhale shot. Laughing through the snow, two-door Chevrolet, to the bank I go, laughing all the way. Don't give me no lip, don't ask no questions, I don't give a shit, she in love with my presence. I'm so gifted, so here you go, people, Merry Christmas. The way I set a shop, you would think I had a business. The way I set a shop, you would think I had a business. Yeah, I'm by your whole wish list. Happy holiday, Merry Christmas. The way I set a shop, you would think I had a business. The way I set a shop, you would think I had a business. Yeah, I'm by your whole wish list. Happy holiday, Merry Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, be motherfucking lad, nigga. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is you celebrate. I'm talking about happy holidays. I'm saying I never gave you nothing. I'm never saying I never gave you nothing. You damn sure I never gave me shit. Put it on the scale.
Let me know when you.
Lavish tattoos and she likes it.
Evelyn on the young Dree Zop, he's just whatever they call it, but she's an addict just like the rest of them. But call it what you want, Volume 1, on the blocks of the no-go and your streets, man. Holla.
And she turned a couple times when she said I was thick.
Yeah.
And that's like a caller, Joe. That's like a...
Big shout out to the Legal Dope Boys, man.
Let me say
maybe crack
like
this. Ghetto dope. Not legal. Hey, check it out, man. 878 caller, you on the air.
What up, what up? What's good?
What up? No, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, what up? Is that Rissa?
Oh yeah, this is me.
Oh,
hey, y'all can stop that.
No, that's
just hating. Nah, that's just hating right there.
You know who that is. Corner the crazy, this man they make rap.
You supposed to dance around and around.
What's good,
hold
baby?
Up. Not much. Hey, I want to give a shout out. A couple of them. A whole bunch of them. You know I ain't been on here
on.
In a minute. Okay, okay. First off, I want to give a shout out to Mo Day, the number one. And then I want to give a shout out to my cousin Whisper from Texas. She up here. And then
man,
I want to give a shout
to
out to the most shy. She in the house. And then myself, of course. And then all my G's, you know, Sky Sheila, Nika, Tanya. and that's it. And oh, I want to, whatever y'all just did to me, shot me down or whatever, I want to do that to Corda Key. Because I know he's the one did that.
You got to have your own pistol for that.
What did you say?
You got to have your own pistol for that.
Don't do me.
What up, though? Rich, how you been, though?
I'm fine.
I'll be cordial. I'm sorry, Rich. How you doing?
All right, I'm good. What's good?
Hey, you didn't
hit
out
on you. Hey, my cousin Shai said she got a demo she wants y'all to listen to.
All right, man. We ain't here to quit it. You know.
I ain't.
Tell her to email it to Miss Illegal Dope
@gmail.com.
Huh?
Y'all gonna play a song for me?
Which one here?
Is y'all gonna play it?
Oh, hey, now, hold on. Wait a minute. Let me.
What's it? Is y'all gonna play my song?
Hold on, now I got it. You know the rules. All right, so what you want to hear?
Is you gonna play it?
What do you want to
hear
first?
Okay, Nivea.
Oh, where's that?
Interesting.
Well, yeah, daddy.
Yeah, daddy.
Yeah, daddy.
Hey, Riz, I couldn't even do it to you, man.
They won't play my
hey, you know better than to call in and request a Legal Love song on Legal Dope Day. What's wrong with you, man?
I mean, I thought I could slide it in there or something.
All right, man, that's what it is, then, man. Riz, good looking out, though. Hey, shout out to everybody that's at Riz's crib getting addicted. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to
Devon over there, man.
Shout out to the homeboy Devon. And shout out to everybody that's tuned into the Legal Dope Hour with Rissa.
Get addicted.
We're going to holler at you, Rissa. All right. Hey, like I said, don't forget, man, we got Candace Rose coming up, straight out of Australia, female hip-hop artist, and she's nice. You know what I'm saying? So she's going to be on a little later on, right around 9:45-ish. We're going to have her on, and then, you know, that's how we're going to do it. So let's move to another caller, man. Let's do this one right here.
Number 12.
Hey, man, we got Bully Bogart in the building, man. We got Bully Bogart in the building. We got Fresh Air to People's Player in the building. 815, you're on the line now.
What's story, Pimps?
What's happening, Joe?
Thanks, bro. What's good?
I can't call it, man. I'm just fresh up, man. Just riding down the block, man. What's to it?
Oh, man, you know how we do, man. Niggas go Wednesday.
Well, man, I got a request, man. I had to call in for, man. First off, I got a three-piece, man.
You got a three request?
Yeah, I got a three-piece, man. I'm a little special, man. I'm stuck on some shit, man. I need to hit a Gangsta by Quarter Key, you know.
Uh-huh.
If that's all right with y'all. I need the
okay.
Bitch Be Gone by D-Lad.
Okay.
And I need Keep It Moving by SQ. Y'all think y'all can work that in some way for me, man, sometime tonight?
Hey. But we're going to work that in for you some way, somehow tonight.
Let that bankroll in.
Yeah.
Let that bankroll in.
Bully Bogart, I just realized who you was, man.
What's up, Blood? What's going, man?
Oh, you know, man, popping peas like I'm Pop Ruin, but I'm Sue Wood.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm out here holding it down, man, sliding down, you know.
22nd,
man.
Man,
Joe,
we're trying to get in tune with you, man. Do the
plant in,
man. You ain't got no time, brother.
How about you? Man, I always got time for you, man. You know, we just being, we fly one way, I be flying another, man. We gonna bump in.
Yeah, man, we gonna meet up, man. We definitely gonna come together like butt cheeks, man. Make it happen, Joe.
Break the whole call free.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to get in tune with you, Bank Girl. We're going to start to have a request for you right now, Joe.
Yeah, man, please do, man. Squeeze me in if you got time for a player, man.
Get addicted.
All right, now.
This is Beast Production.
This is black superhero music right here, baby.
I'm the fourth. I'm the fourth. I'm the fourth.
But mama gave me the script. Pull a real out of bitch. Ain't no real in a fake nigga. He'll tell on you quick. Do your dirt by your lonely. Keep it G with your homies. Ain't no eye up his team, baby. But there's two in indictment. Keep your dope smelling malty. That is for your excitement. Fans been watching for years, but never seen nothing like it. Legal dope at its highest. Point your fingers in cameras. I continue to smiling. Like my last name, Montana. And I ball in Miami. In the club at the crib. Still express how I'm feeling. Still express how I live. Still I stress I'm the freshest bastard my city then father. Contestant, I hit your track with an A for this powder. My chopper ain't bother. So why should I bother the world with my problems? Me and my revolver. Don't make me involved. That thing you don't need. My gangster, I do it. Also effortlessly.
Gangster, effortlessly. Gangster, effortlessly. Gangster, effortlessly. Papa was the Rolling Stone. Gangster, effortlessly. Gangster, effortlessly. Gangster, effortlessly. Papa was the Rolling Stone. Gangster, effortlessly. Gangster, effortlessly. Gangster, effortlessly. Papa was the Rolling Stone. Gangster, effortlessly. Gangster, effortlessly. Gangster, effortlessly. Papa was the Rolling Stone.
Coming to a town near you. Coming to a town near you, nigga. I'm a gangster. I do this shit effortlessly. And I still feel I'm top five, dead or alive. Y'all sort that shit out.
Y'all sort that shit out, nigga.
Yeah, I figured that shit out, nigga. Hey, so check it out, man. That right there was Gangster, my special request from the boy Bankroll Red.
By none other than Quarter the Great. Speaking of Gangster, I got to give a shout-out to two people, fam. My boy Big Grits. Shout-out to Big Grits.
Keep it moving, nigga.
For getting the boys, getting the Block Life Music Group into the show out in St. Louis. Speaking of St. Louis, man, big shout-out to CEO Estes Chicago. What you know about that, son? Flat Out Entertainment, man. Hey, look, man, fam is at the club right now, man. It's a birthday party. And I told him I was going to shout him out, man. So big shout-out to the boy CEO Estes. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to VP Grits. Shout-out to the Block Life Music Group. We will definitely be in the building. Hey, CEO, if you're listening right now, give me a call, man, so you can give everybody the particulars as far as, you know, where the party is at. And Roscoe Dash is definitely going to be in the building, from what I understand. You know, the Legal Dope Boys, of course, is in the building because Quarter the Great is part of the BMG. Shout out to the boy Bully Bogart. We all we got. You already know it. So, like I say, big shout out. Like I say, big shout out to them dudes.
I don't think y'all heard what he said, man. BMG going to be in St. Louis this weekend.
We got.
Doing the thing, man. Partying with Roscoe Dash, man. Do y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, they'll hear you.
Come on, man. It's going down, man. Hey. Somebody get fam on the line so we can get the particulars about what's going on with that, man, so we can make sure everybody know where we be at when we in the loop doing us, man, because it's going down, man. Roscoe Dash, Quarter the Great, Lock Life, SQ, D-Lad, Staff Automatic, BMG, we all we got, Bully Bogart in the building,
we
Fresh
Air,
People Square in the building, Freddie Free said he might jump in somebody's luggage. Hey, it's going down in this bitch, man. Hey, Friday night. Nod your head up and down, man. Push one once or twice, Joe. Let's do us, man.
Actually, Friday, we're gonna hold Friday until the second hour. We're gonna have to hold on Friday. Actually, I'm waiting on Girlie to call from Australia. Yeah, I said it.
Australia. You ever seen a nigga with a bitch from Australia?
You think it's a cynical face?
No homo.
No homo, yeah. Hey, man, so yeah, we, Friday night cannot take 5 minutes.
No. Hell no.
Nah. This is what I'm
going to
do.
No. You're going to break it up like you did last week? Hey, last week that fool, hey. And the dude got disconnected and came right back in. So, like, yeah, so like I was saying.
Right, like you never was out.
Shout out to Friday night, man. Hey, maybe we got the hardest correspondence in the whole game. Can't stand the fourth man. We got Friday night. We got the correspondence game. Hey, step your correspondent game up, man.
Step it up.
Correspondent.
Hey, big shout out to Bianca, man. Hey, check this out. We got it coming up real soon. I just got word through Facebook. She's coming. And she's sexy. Very sexy.
they tag and post the shit, man. We in Australia. Shout out to the Australian listeners.
Hey, man. Hey,
shout out to the listeners in Australia.
Famous and Dick. Hey. Going down, man.
Shout out to the listeners
in Australia.
I am right now.
We definitely doing us, man. I'm proud of you guys, man.
Shout out to Big Time Productions, ENT, Kansas Rose. Yeah, Big Time Productions and Locked Up Legal Dope Radio for the next few weeks. Except for the 19th, when we're going to have our big show. But we got some artists from Big Time Productions for the rest of the week. And I'm also going to slide in some special guests. So I'm trying to get Candace on the line right now. Yeah.
About 9:45, we'll be looking at that. We're going to make sure we knock that down, and it should be a banging kick-ass interview. Friday night. What up, Joe? Hey, somebody fall back and get in tune with the boy Kick, too. You know what I mean? We're going to run over the time with that, too. Let's take a call real quick, man. Let's take a short one real fast. 7:47, you are on the air.
I ride a 747, not a DC-10. 747, you on the line?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I didn't know what was going on.
Man,
y'all know what? Y'all need to play some different music.
What?
Who? Rissa gave me our number.
Hold on.
Jump in traffic, man. You know where I play that shit, man.
7:47, man.
Go jump in 5 o'clock traffic, man.
Go jump in 5 o'clock traffic, man. 7:47. We play what the fuck we want to play.
Man,
is this what you want to hear?
Rap like this.
Right, there you go. Here you go, 7:47.
I've been looking forward to speaking to you guys now for a while.
You joined us.
Compliment of the season, too.
Hey, man, you know what? I've been looking forward to talking to you. Okay, this is Quarter to Great. You're on the line with Quarter to Great, Fresh Air to People's Player, and Napoli Bogart. All right? I got the record.
Quarter to Great.
Quarter to Great, that's my name.
The infamous Quarter to Great. I said the infamous Quarter to Great.
I like how you say that. I think I got to contain myself now.
That'll be your title now. You can say Candace Rose officially has named me the infamous Quarter to Great. Sound like a superhero.
The infamous Quarter to Great.
I think I like that.
Hey, hold on, man. This is what we do when people do fly shit. The infamous Quarter to Great. No, that ain't enough, man. She's from Australia, man. The infamous Quarter to Great. Yeah. Man. All right.
Bringing
so Candace,
the thunder from down under. There we go.
Candace, so you're from...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm clear, sweetheart.
You can hear me? There's a little bit of static, but I think we're well connected now. I think I can hear you guys properly.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're from Australia.
That's right.
Correct?
Correct.
Australia
Australia is a big land, though, Candace. Why don't you, can you break that down for the people over here in the States?
Yeah, well, it's definitely one of the biggest continents in the world. It's predominantly desert, so most of our cities are all coastal. Sydney City being the best city, yes, I'm going to be very biased, coming from the east coast of Australia. And people here are very friendly. You know, we have a small population. We're not massive like over there in the States. You know, you guys have a population of 30 million people in California. We have probably about maybe 19 to 20. Now, we may have gotten a bit more. I could be wrong. I'll have to double check. But, yeah, our country's building slowly but surely, just like our hip-hop scene out here as well, too. So, which is great.
Okay, so check this out.
You guys haven't been to Australia before? I said you haven't been to Australia before?
No, I haven't.
I haven't had the pleasure. I've been a lot of places. Australia isn't one of them.
What are you doing? You need to come over, especially right now. It's summer. So, you know how you guys celebrate your Christmas and New Year's in winter? Well, it's summer, so it's beaches, beach parties, barbecues, people just having a great time. You should be over here now. This is the spot to be.
Hey, well, you know what? If you're rolling out the red carpet, I would definitely step on it.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Come through to Sydney. We'll do the full VIP treatment. Full VIP treatment.
Okay, so, hey, also check this out, too, Candace. Right now you're on the line with Fresh Air, the other half of the Legal Dope Boys. How you doing, sweetheart?
Hello, Fresh Air. How are you, baby?
I cannot complain. So that's what I was going to say, too. It's kind of weird because over here in the States, I don't know what it's like over there. We got this thing we call swag, and that's kind of your swagger, the way you carry yourself. You got a whole lot of that going on, I think.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. Well, you know what? I actually think Americans stole that from us. Because if you actually look at Australian songs, okay, and I'm going to say that, yes, it's a bold statement, but you know what? I'm a bold person, so I'm going to say it. You guys, I think, stole that from us because we have a song with swag in it called Once a Jolly Swagman Can't Buy a Billabong. I don't know if you've heard many Australian songs. Giving you a bit of school on Australian history now. But Waltzing Matilda, which is an Australian song, actually starts off saying, Once a Jolly Swagman. So, I don't know. I think maybe you Yanks or, you know. Can I call you Yanks or you guys? Or is that just predominantly for New Yorkers?
I don't know whether to be turned on or offended by that shit, man.
Hey, Candace, I'm a fan. I fucking love Candace. Shout out to Candace. Every Candace knows it's fly.
You guys are awesome. We're quite the characters. But you guys have got the energy going. You got the swag. You got the swag as well. I can hear it.
You know what? Don't say that. Don't you say that no more, because I'm officially not using the word swag anymore.
Nice. We claimed it back. Go the Aussies.
Right.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so check this out, Candace. I'm looking at your pic right now. Looking at your bio.
Right.
Your pictures are fucking hot.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about your music?
Wow, my music. My music is very unique. It's a combination of hip-hop with pop and soul. I come from an influence, a whole bunch of influences. Everybody from Stevie Wonder to Ray Charles to Mariah Carey to Snoop Dogg to Tupac to, you know, Alicia Keys, Beyonce. I have a great appreciation for music. So my music is very versatile. You know, I've got songs that I've written and produced myself on the piano. Burn Me Down, that's a new song that's going to be coming out soon. It's not up on the internet at the moment, but keep a lookout for that one. And my music is just, I've got fun music, you know, my single that's out at the moment, Party Up, it's just fun, happy time, summer sort of, you know, hip-hop / pop track. And then you've got another song of mine, which is Bittersweet, which is more the R&B soul sort of style. So musically, I like to think that I'm quite versatile and also, you know, open-minded to being creative and coming up with new sounds, as well as being able to recreate, you know, the classics and, try something fresh and new. So that's a little bit about my music.
Well, Party Up is a hot single. I really like that.
Thank you.
They sent it to me about a week or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said I had to get you on before the year was up.
Mm-hmm.
I really truly appreciate you coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. Anytime now. what do we say, Fresh? Whenever you come through one time, you are officially part of the family.
Yay! I'm officially part of Legal Soap Radio. There we go.
What it is.
Hey, we got this little thing, too, Candace. We say get addicted. You know, obviously with the legal dope, you know, we say get addicted. And so most people are addicted. So it seems to me, Candace, that you are pretty much addicted, and you've been around over 5 minutes now.
I was actually going to say the same things about you guys. I'm like, gosh, how long do I have? I hope this, you know, this interview is not a quick one, because I'd love to be able to, you know, spend some more time with you guys. You guys rock. I'm really enjoying chatting with you.
Well, see, normally what we do is we kick the interview off, and by the way, it's not short. Normally what we kick the interview off, we kick the interview off, and then we chat with the person, you know, like Candace, and then we play a little music, and then we, you know, we put you on hold and bring you back and have a good time to ask you a couple questions. We're not kicking you off at all. It's all about you today.
Okay.
This
awesome.
Is your show.
Awesome. Yay. So I can take the lead. Take the lead. All right.
You know, I like a woman that likes to take the lead.
That's right. Take control.
Okay.
There you go.
So check this out then. This is what we're going to do. We're going to throw you on hold. Gently, though. We're going to place you on hold. How about that? We're going to place you on hold. And we're going to, we're going to play a little music. Let you hear some of Court of the Greats music real fast. And then we'll come back and take a couple of callers. Let somebody see you, talk to you or whatever.
For sure. I look forward to it. Definitely. Let's have a listen to your music, Quarter. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, let me do this then. So this is what we're going to do. Y'all know how we do it.
Hey, I am digging Candace Rose.
Candace is the shit.
Yeah.
She can
come back.
Hey, y'all not feeling the flicks, you know, like she got nice pictures up, so you're not feeling the flicks. Hey, before the joint is over, too, we'll definitely get you away how to check her out, man. You know what? I take that back. We'll definitely get you a way to get her addicted. Get y'all addicted to her joints, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, check this out, man. We partying right now with Candace Rose. It's your homeboy, Fresh Air the People's Player, Court of the Great.
May rap like it.
Legal
dope.
Fresh Air the People's Player. Shout out to the boy Bully Bogart, Freddie Free.
Hey, so check it out, man. We're nearing up on halftime. I know every Wednesday we do the news, but It's special. You know what I mean? So shout out to my man Kick. We're gonna jump to him if we need to jump to him. If you wanna get into him, it's up to him. Friday night, second hour, we told you to keep your shirt on, we're gonna re-roll into you. We're gonna play this song right here, Electric Nights, Court of the Great, Get Addicted. Shout out to Candace Rose.
Yeah. Hey,
Ask
to the P, turn it up a little bit. Piece I'm gonna do it today. It's called Electric Nights. Tell me if y'all like it.
Yeah, y'all know how the boss rolls. Straight to the bar, two shots, no free throw. Strobe lights make the chain glow. Yeah, bouncers know what we came for. Yeah, I don't frisk him, and him, and all the niggas in the red. Yeah, they with them. Yeah. Key West in the place, bitch. Party hella ugly, gave that old bitch a facelift. Yeah, I'm talking 007 fly, ruthless, all black, 4-0s, who am I? Yeah, you would think I was a dope boy. Nah, I'm just talking about my new tour. Yeah, I hate to be a buzzkill joy, but Wesley's not puffing, no, this is not bad boy. Yeah, even though I brought my Biggie flow, and the shit was all hood, just a wood ago. Put your hands in the air. Yeah, put your hands in the air. Yeah, and you know what it is.
Hands up,
put your hands in the air. Nah, I don't Superman shit, so nigga play that new G before I leave this bitch. Insane, how about it? Pull up in something insane, how about it? Percy Miller swag, niggas know I'm about it. When I open up the trunk and let the roof jump out it. Yeah, I hate to be touched in this. Every nigga with me strapped up, don't doubt it. Yeah, I'm talking okay, crowd shit.
Yeah,
7 rounds out of drum, bitch.
Yeah,
they go with the dumb shit. Boy, I got a suit for every nigga he get done with. Nah, but I ain't really on that, so tell Dread, nigga, fuck it, bring that soldier boy back.
DJ, play the last song, step up out the bit, real shit, turn the swag on.
Put your hands in the air.
You know what it is, man. You back in the Legal Dope Radio Show, recorded a great.
Make rap like that.
Legal Dope.
For sure, the people's players.
Joe, shout out to Freddie Free, Kickstand, J5, Willie Bogart. Friday night, we in the building. Hey, so check it out, man. If you're just tuning in, right now you're getting addicted with Candace Rose. We're going to pull her back on in a minute. But I'm just going to give you a little background. She's checking in from Australia. Yeah, I said Australia. We're having a good time tonight, you know what I mean? And we're gonna play a little bit of her music. You know what? I'm gonna ask her, is that some Americanized shit, you know what I mean? Because this is the way I feel. I can't wait to pull her back on, because like Gucci, you know, from what I was told, you pay for the sweater and the stitching and the knitting and whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like now it's turned into some Americanized bullshit with the, you know, polos or whatever they got going on. I don't know. So I'm going to see what's going on. I want to ask her, though, man, are they rocking Gucci and Ugg boots? See what I'm saying? And so check it out. Like I say, man, we rapping with Candace Rose, R&B sensation out of Australia. And Legal
Dope. No. Hip-hop and R&B. She's just an extraordinaire.
Oh, nah. I mean,
she does it all.
Yeah, rhythm and blues. Like, nowadays, their R&B is a straight derivative of hip-hop. You know what I mean?
Good word. Yeah.
By the way, Candace Rose, which hip-hop started in the States, since you can have swagger.
Right.
You can have swagger, Candace. We got hip-hop. Let's pull Candace back up. Let's do it. You can have swagger, Candace. You got all the swag.
I'm going to give you guys that. Gotta give respect and pay credit where credit is due, and I can definitely say, hey, hands down, yes, the U.S. did start hip-hop, so you can have that one.
Okay, so check it out, too. Well, I was going to say, though, you know, because over here, and I was going to ask you this, I don't know if this is, you know, I don't even know the word, but I'm going to ask you, like, over here, Candace is hot over here. Hey, check it out. Over here, Coogee is, you know, hot. You know, is Coogee even hot over there? Do people wear that? Is it kind of is it Americanized? How does that work?
Well, that's the funniest thing. I see more people in the States rocking Coogee out than I do actually in Australia. And when I only heard about Coogee when I came to the States, and I found out that it's actually an Australian brand. So, but now I'm seeing more people wear it. You know, a lot more of the guys are rocking the Coogee out. So, yeah, I mean, it's great to see that the U.S. guys are showing, you know, Australian designers love. That's awesome. That's really good. So you guys rock out the Coogee? Do you rock out the Ugg boots? Well, you wouldn't be rocking them out now because it's summer, but, you know, all the boys.
Yeah, it's not summer here. You know, it's like 6 degrees outside right now.
Wow. Okay.
And that was one of my things, too. I definitely was going to ask you about the Ugg boots because they're definitely popular over here in a whole lot of different colors and variations.
That's it. You got to get original, like, Australian sheep wool.
Well, man, Candace, we got a line on you, so I'm going to have you send me some official exclusive.
I haven't seen any men.
I seen some
the other day. Exclusive. Hey, Candace, check it out, man. Our lines are on fire right now. What I'm gonna do is take a couple of callers and see if I can see if we can get some people online to rap with you. How's that?
Okay, awesome.
Let's do it, man. Let's take this 276 number right there. 276, you're on the line. It's Legal Dope Boys and Candace Rose.
We got that fire.
Hello.
What's good, homeboy?
What's good, man, Shug?
Yeah, this your boy.
Shug, you on the line with the Dope Boys and Candace Rose from Australia.
Hello.
Brother.
Hey, how you doing, Australia? Candace? The only thing I got to say is love, peace, and chicken grease.
Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is Michael Keon, and
hey,
all I got to tell you is love, peace, and chicken grease. That is all I got to say.
You've been doing your research, Mike. I see
yes,
you
ma'am.
Guys probably watched some of my videos, probably the ones from my trip to Darwin.
Oh, yeah, because I definitely wanted to check it out. You know, I see some new stuff going down, so, you know, I'm trying to get myself in tune. you know, because I'm also a little artist trying to do something myself. So, you know, trying to get a wider range of music and not just, you know, stick to the strict R&B of what they all out doing right now. So, you know, but I'm digging that bittersweet. Though, I see what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be re-recording that one as well, because there's just so much that I want to add to it and do to it, and I just think I could probably smash it out even better second time around. But definitely, you know, like, go for it and keep going with that, Mike, because, as you know, anybody who ever really achieved anything great didn't go with the grain but against it. So keep doing
exactly
what you're doing. You know, I look forward to, you know, hearing some of your stuff as well. You know, hit me up on Reverb Nation or Facebook, and, yeah, I'd love to hear your music for sure.
Oh,
hey,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah, definitely.
This is what I'm going to do then. I actually have a record with Michael Keon on it.
Okay.
I'm going to play it.
Oh,
I'm going to play it right now. Okay?
Hey, Mike.
What's
hey,
the name
hey, sure.
What's the name of this record?
Yes, sir.
It's called Stay a While. You can actually get it on iTunes, Amazon, Napster. It's a quarter key feature of Michael Keon, Stay a While. Like I say, Mike, I'm going to put you on hold. Candace, I'm going to put you on hold also. I want you to hear him. This is me and Michael. It's called Stay a While, okay?
Okay. Fabulous.
Get addicted.
Shut up, Candace, bro.
Yeah, check 1, 2. I gotta excuse my fly. Boy, that's crazy. Shout out to Real Spin. Gotta ride the beat.
Trying to figure it all out like a math teacher. I was taken by surprise by this black creature. My approach was a bit subtle. I told her smile a little more, said it's starting to be your best feature. So that prompted her to smile harder. Then wrote the number in the palm of my touch and said, please call her. Man, she had to be God's daughter. Well, she is in a way, but I swear it looked like he had carved her. She walked off her in a crew. All I could do was shake my head at a wonderful view. Was saying, really, Joe was one of a few. She's in the world that had me thinking, really, what should I do? Call her. Maybe I will. Nah, maybe I won't. Will I miss out on a chance if I don't? Or should I call her up and ask her when she weathers the storm and stick around when the weather is warm?
Okay. You got me to a point where I can't help myself. All day I think about you, girl, and no one else.
You got me wanting to love you, needing to see you. How do I feel?
Well, I think you fly.
You should stay a while.
Hello, how you doing? I'm Sean, I just met you. Yeah, I know it's been a while, but I ain't wanna sweat you. You've been on my mind for days, really can't shake you. There's so many flavors in my heart, I wanna take you. And through the phone, I seen a smile showing. We talked for hours, like really, I felt the bond growing. And since she said, hold up, Sean, listen. I'm sorry, since the day we met, I've been waiting and you've been so missing. I told her, no, listen, hold quicken. She cut me off and told me sorry, he's like, would've be home any minute. Yeah. So you saying the chance I had, and if that had I called sooner, then maybe you would be here with me. He said exactly that. I said, if you don't mind it, what'd he say to get you back? He said he called me up and asked me what I weathered the storm and stick around till the weather get warm.
Tripping, man. He's supposed to drop the other year at the end. Don't do that, man. Candace, you on the line, baby.
I like that. I like that. Definitely. Definitely. That's hot.
Well, shameless plug. You can get that right now on iTunes. Straight
wow.
up. I'm glad you like that. No.
Can I quickly do a shout out to my BTP fam?
Yeah, I was
going to
say, man, give
them
all the shout-outs.
And I was going to say that, too. Not only give you a shout-out, but it's time to share the music now because it's time to play Party On and talk about your music. And
oh,
then, you know,
cool. We're going to party up. Yeah, I just wanted to give a big shout-out to the BTP family, Bianca and Biggs, you know, doing some great things for all us artists here in Australia as well as the Bay Area and all their new artists in the States. So, you know, if it wasn't for them, this interview wouldn't be happening. So big shout-out to them, Bianca and Biggs. Thanks, guys. Mwah.
Mwah, M-U-A-H.
Wow.
Hey, check it out.
You
so you ready to
yes,
get
let's play this.
Okay, Party Up. Let's talk about the joint. The Party Up joint, Candace Rose. Is it, you know, did it have a background where you just sitting around getting smashed and you're talking about partying? Or do it.
Well, last year was a massive party season for me. I did a lot of hosting and performances at a lot of Sydney's nightclubs and a lot of big, you know, concert after parties. Like, you know, I did Flow Riders after party. I did Ja Rule. I hosted for the Wu-Tang and Lil Jon after party, Chauncey Black. You know, a whole bunch of artists came to Australia, and I got to do support for Lloyd. So last year was a big year of celebrations. And so I was like, well, let's do a track about celebrations, about, you know, 2009 and you know, how we all enjoyed it. And I came up with this track, Party Up. So it's just a fun celebration, you know, track. I'm singing the chorus, and I'm rapping on the first verse. And it's featuring an artist from Melbourne named Israel, which is in Australia as well, and Miracle, who's also from Australia. So it's Party Up, Candice Rose featuring Israel and Miracle. So everybody in Chi-Town, enjoy it. And everybody streaming in from all over the world, I hope you like it.
All right, let's go to it. I think you just threw to it. There's nothing else to say.
It's a celebration.
There we go. Let's draw the track.
Let's do it. Hey, so you know what we say right around now, y'all, don't you?
Get addicted.
Get addicted.
Not on my lady. Uh-uh.
You on the air. All right, well, we're going to re-roll on them shortly. Let's check it out. That right there was the blazing joint. Blazing joint from Candace Rose, Party Up. Hey,
shout out to my man on the second verse.
Fam from Melbourne?
Yeah, I'm feeling that.
We're going to ask her. We're going to get her back on the line and ask her what fam's name was. Fam with the remix. Yeah, hey, Candace, those are real shit. In America, the traditional way is to remix your shit. Hey, over here in the States, he remixed them joints.
So go ahead and send that to me. Just the hook and your verse, and we're going to remix it.
Hey.
It's a remix, bitches.
Hey, let's do it, man. Let's get Candace back on the joint, man. What's going on, sweetie? You back on?
I'm back on, definitely. I'm here.
Like that joint a whole lot.
That's awesome. I'm glad you like it. So you definitely have to get up on the Party Up Mega Mix that we're going to do.
Hey, that shit, What's your background? Is your background singing or is it a rapping thing? What is your background? Where does your love come from?
Well, I'm a bit of an all-rounder. I'm a singer first and an MC, so I do rap and I do host and sing. I'm a dancer and an actress, and I play piano, write and record my own music. And just love to entertain and, you know, use my gifts pretty much. So, yeah.
What's the good thing? You got that beauty.
Lover of music. Being blessed, so I'm, you know, quite grateful. It's good.
She's lucky, too. Hey, no, I refuse. Check it out. Okay, so.
Are you guys laughing at me? Are you making fun of me?
No, never. When you listen to the show, you might catch what I said.
I think maybe it was deliberately, like, not quieting down. I didn't quite catch what you did say there, so I'm going to have to re-listen to it.
I can't wait. Okay, so let's take a caller. You want to talk to some of our legal dope fiends? How's that?
I would love to.
All right, let's see if we can't find you one to rap with.
Dope fiends, man. How about Friday night?
Who better? Yeah. Who better than Friday night?
Hold on. Candace, we're going to bring in Friday night.
Yeah, you know what? Because, Candace, this guy right here is special to our show, right? This is Friday night. He's one of our correspondents. And he has a bit of an intro that we bring him into, so we got to go through that for about 10 seconds or so, if you don't mind.
Okay. Oh, no, go for it. I'd love to hear it.
Let's do it.
All the things that you're doing, I didn't need already.
All right. That ain't it. Shout out to my boy Direct, man. All right, Friday night, everybody.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat?
Ladies and gentlemen, Friday night.
Friday night.
Good playing. Hey, the track was hot, Candace. Good looking out. You know,
Thank you, Friday. Friday night.
Worldwide, you just made it official, like a referee with a whistle. I like that track.
Yeah.
Where can I get that track from, Candace?
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
I'm loving your intro. I need that in my iPod.
You need it in your iPod? Well, it's going to be up on iTunes next week, so you can definitely grab it off iTunes. Have to get you to, you're going to have to come and party up with me in Sydney as well.
Quit playing. What you do is make sure that you keep the information so that we all know where to get it, because we're just getting addicted here. Like I say, it's Wednesday night, and like I say, I'm Friday night, but it's Wednesday, but every night could be a Friday. And
Every day should be Friday.
I'm just glad to be here with this theme host myself, because the forum is much needed. You know, it's something that hip-hop is definitely dying for, man. It's been a wonderful year fooling around with these guys, and I'm looking forward to many, many more. Hey, is there some place that I can go where I can, kick an idea or support a theory about a couple more hours or a few more days for you guys? Because, man, I'm loving it. What's going on?
Yeah, well,
you had a people's player.
You just made your case right now. We'll figure that out a little later on next year, though. We're actually trying to expand our right now. We're trying to figure out how we're going to do it.
I'm digging. Well, this is here, Fresh Air. I heard you play Big Pun earlier. Me and you had a debate at one time. I told you Big Pun was going to be an icon. He was cool. You said he wasn't. But then I said Jay-Z was going to suck, and you said he wasn't. But so that just goes to show you that hip-hop has, you know, a lot of different personalities, man. So I got a little editorial for you today. My boy Dirt just walked in, so... Shout out to SBFresh.net. If you're having trouble downloading the Legal Dope Radio Show, you can go to SBFresh.net. We got all kind of links for videos and BMG and all kind of Legal Dope products that you can imagine. So look out. We're going to have you all kind of memorabilia for you to pick up. But I just got a little editorial I want to share for you guys, man, because we're almost out of 2010. It's almost behind us. And we going to 2011, you know. So, you know, what you looking forward to, players, for the coming year? You know, what trends do you see developing in the mainstream hip-hop? And how are they going to influence music and underground and hip-hop as a whole in general? You know, because each year is something, you know, auto-tunes, R&B influence, et cetera. You know, is it going to be the year that the sample is going to be out completely? You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I haven't heard too many samples lately, you know. You know, what effects are the internet going to have on hip-hop, you know, as it, you know, plays a larger role, you know, in hip-hop? You know, I'm looking forward to more originality and creativity. Hopefully.
Definitely.
I want the icons to step up, you know what I mean, and take responsibility for hip-hop. You know, I want to take a stand on the commercially backed hip-hop, you know what I mean? Because I'm about sick of it, man.
Yeah.
Are people really making money off of hip hop anymore? You know what I mean? You know, there are so much subpar music out there nowadays. And personally, I think that killing the sample is a curse and a blessing at the same time, because it's going to make people have to step their games up and really flip and make their tracks super hot. You know what I mean? When you used to be able to use just a slowed down sample and hit it with a drum beat. I mean, you got to get down for yours now, you know what I mean? So, you know, we get both. We get some fucked up beats with some samples, and we get some samples with some fucked up beats. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's the deal with it, man? You know, nowadays, you know, you can turn your computer into a full studio, you know?
Mm.
You know, what happened to the murderous beats we used to have, man? You know what I mean? They're few and far in between. You know, the internet has killed the buzz, man. We don't even be, it's no more highly anticipated albums no more, man. You know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I know we got to go to the future. You know what I mean? That's not what I'm saying. But,
yeah. You
know, there's no anticipation
Look,
no more.
Friday night,
can you hear me?
Candace Rose is the future.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me? I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
Yeah, I think just in what you were saying Friday night, you know, I guess there's a debate there where people go, okay, well, has the internet really, you know, blocked artists and producers and everybody from really being able to go out there and make money from the music? And then it also comes down to the argument, well, now it's kind of going into a singles market, so no longer, like you said, can they just put like a, you know, a fat drum beat and a sample and okay, wow, that's a hit. Nowadays, every single song you make is going to have to be a smash, which I think is good because it's going to have to make people step their game up. People are going to have to be able to dig deep into their creativity and come up with something fresh and new that you know, they can attract new fans with.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to have to step their game up, you know what I mean? And that's just a few things that I threw out there, you know what I mean? And see, that's why the forum which you're in now is so important. I mean, if you take these gentlemen that you're on the line with now, Fresh Air, the People's Player, and the infamous Quarter Key, my favorite rapper's favorite rapper, and not to mention Billy Bogart out there. Shout out to Billy Bogart in the background. See, what it is, you know, if you know where they started from and where they are and where they are at now with this shit, then you would just be amazed, because they are not only, you know, they're artists and they're producers and they're historians. See, and the key word being a historian, they're historians of the game. You know what I mean? They just didn't you know, just fall off no turnip truck, you know what I mean? And what I love so well is, you know, hip-hop. I just wanted to, you know, I just want to take time right now to thank them for saving it, you know what I mean, and doing the best they can. You know, is it me?
Yeah.
Or people no longer understand the essence of hip-hop, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's how an artist used to come on the mic, you know, explosive and honest. See, they don't have that anymore. See, you know what I mean? This thing that I love is a culture. It is all about finding yourself. It's not just about the being successful and getting some financial gain or some money or for some fame from it.
Correct.
So I'm sorry. It's not all about
individuality.
Rappers.
Individuality. It being different.
Different people like that. You know, it's about lyrical skill. I mean, you know, punchline rappers like Drake don't get
right.
lyrical skill. You're going to end up being like Wayne and always going to be.
Hey, man, shout out to Friday night. Yeah. Friday night will take over the show if we allow them to. So
Friday night, your classic.
We have to shut Friday night down for a moment. We're gonna bring him back on, but we have to shut him down for a moment because my lines are going crazy, and I'm sure there's a lot more people that want to talk to Miss Rose.
All right, Friday night.
Go ahead.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, Friday night. And Friday, like, his whole thing, to rap, and his whole thing was, you know, the whole, like, with the way hip-hop is being carried on right now, and like Quarter the Great said, you know, people like, you know, you're the future, and, you know, the dude you had on your second verse to the Party Up joint, you know what I mean? It's just like the individuality, you know, just making music that you feel, you know, you don't get that anymore. That's why he brought up the point about how are people even getting paid from hip-hop anymore, because it's just so watered down, and people trying to chase the big check, are they actually getting that check, and are they being themselves?
Yeah.
You know, because Friday night is our resident knowledge. You know, that's our resident. You know, he'll make sure you're in tune with your hip hop roots. That's where we get. That's what he's here for.
Definitely. I mean, like with us, you know, I mean with Party Up, like I said, you know, Party Up's just a real fun sort of club party track, you know, just something to get people feeling good. However, I do, you know, I suspect and I truly appreciate, you know, lyricism and storytelling and the hustle on the street of artists, even like artists like Immortal Technique, you know, maybe people who aren't so much in the commercial eye, but, you know, have put their grind in, have put their hustle, you know, stories like, you know, Dance of the Devil, just, you know, just completely painting visions and, you know, lyricism and the cleverness and the intelligence behind the way in which they tell their story through their lyrics as an MC is very important. So, you know, I think it has been watered down. I think it has. However, we can sit here and we can complain about it, or we can actually get off our asses and do something to be able to start providing better music. You know, let's step up and let it evolve, but still, let's bring something fresh and new to the table that'll raise the bar.
Hey, you know what? I was reading something today on SOHH.com, and they was talking about how Soulja Boy and these dudes is kind of like Vanilla Ice. And those guys back in the day, Kid and Play. And, like, they're whack to us now. But back then, how many people didn't have a Vanilla Ice tape? I had one. You know what I'm saying? I had the Kid and Play album.
I had one, too.
Straight up bad music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we got to – it's a continuous cycle, man. We got to keep growing. We got to keep new, fresh stuff like Candace Rose, like Quarter Key, Bully Bogard, the New Ground.
As artists,
we have to be responsible for what we put out.
And we have, we
exactly.
have to.
Exactly.
If you want to consider yourself an artist and go big, we got to do what the fans want. It ain't even about what we want.
Exactly. That's right. You've got to give people what they want.
Because
at the end of the day, you could think your music is the hottest thing, you know, or the greatest thing since sliced bread. But at the end of the day, if the people aren't feeling it, then what are you doing it for?
Right.
Who are you trying to reach out to? Who are you trying to move? Who are you trying to inspire and empower? Who are you trying to touch?
Like Eminem said, how are we gonna get on TRL when all of the people that's voting are 14 and 15?
Yeah.
Got to make music for people that's listening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 Hey, so Candace, take it off. You mind if we take another caller?
Go for it.
Let's do it. 818. Give me a couple of seconds. You'll be on the air. 818, you're on.
Block Life on deck, Joe.
Block Life, what's happening?
What up, Joe? What did you do, my dude? Shout out to the Legal Dope Boys, man. Shout out to Candace Rose, man. I'm feeling that, man. I'm feeling the new. Feeling that, Joe. Real shot. Hey, man. Hey, fam. I want to do something, man. Ain't never been done on Legal Dope before, man.
Hold on. What you mean besides somebody calling from Australia?
Yeah. Besides somebody calling from Australia. That's dope,
okay.
Too, man. Shout out to Australia, man. Shout out to that for real, man. You know.
Yeah, the land is down under. Woo!
Hey, real talk, man. Legal Dope experience going international, man. I like that, man. That's a good look, fellas, man. Real talk, man. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, there you go. Ludacris hasn't got anything on Legal Dope. You guys are pimping all over the world more than him.
Straight up.
Hey, Joe,
shout out to the BMG, Joe. You know what I'm saying? Get with it or get rolled over, man. And hey man, CEOS is trying to call y'all too, man. So if y'all got that 636-293 number on the board, man, y'all might want to pull him in, man, and holler at him, man. Let him shoot y'all some love, Joe, on the Legal Dope experience.
Yeah,
call back in.
Tell him, make sure I saw it up there, but we was right in the middle with the whole Candace Rose thing, man. We gonna get him in because we gonna let Candace just get addicted and fall back and enjoy the last half hour of the show.
Yeah, man, I'm quite sure he'll call back in if you're not listening already. So you know, y'all just be looking out for that, man. And you know, man, like I said, man, shout out to the BMG, man, SQD Lad, Young Style, Quarter the Great, Fresh Air. You know what I'm saying? Yours truly, you know, you dig, you know, shout out to my man, so. Hey, Bully Bogart,
man.
Man.
Out, Block.
Hey, shout out to the Bully, man. Real talk.
That was a business partner of ours, man. You know, we do a thing, Candace. That was my man, Block Life, so he was checking
Block
in with
Life?
Us. We, yeah, we do,
where did he go?
Yeah,
is he going to check back in soon?
Say again, baby.
Is he gonna check back in soon, Block Life, or did he have to go?
Oh, no, Block is in the building.
He's in right now.
Oh, yes. Big shout out to Block. Nice.
That's one up. Shout out to Candace
it's
Rose, man. Hey, so check it out.
We got everybody
this
there.
This is what we're going to do, too, Candace. We're going to put you on hold and just let you enjoy the show and get a date. We're going to play a song or two and take a couple of more calls. We got to get to our news. Actually, we do our news normally at halftime. But, you know, I definitely couldn't let you go. So I wanted to keep you on the line or whatever, so I'm going to get to my news sooner than later here. My newsman, Stan, Kickstan, also told me to tell you hello.
Actually, what time is it in Australia?
It is 3:29 in the afternoon on Thursday, the 30th of December.
Wow. It's 10:29 p.m. on Wednesday. Get addicted. Man, make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Hey, man, big, colossal. Super big shout out to Candace Rose. I'm pulling up my itinerary right now. I'm gonna tell y'all who else we got.
Hey Candace, you're on hold right now. We're gonna get back to you in a minute before we disappear on y'all.
Shout out to Ryan Buckland out there in Australia, man. He's in the chat line. For you people that don't know, when you go to LegalDopeRadio.com, you have to sign in order to be able to chat, or else you'll only be listening to the show, and we won't know you're here until after the show. When the numbers come up, oh, by the way, last week it was 11,650 listeners. Stay addicted. So like I say, you have to log in order to chat, and we have a lot of fun in the chat room as well. So we're going to get to a song. I'm going to get CEOS is on the line.
We also going to pull a 627 number on, so let's do that real quick.
That's right.
Yeah, let's do that. 627 caller, you'll be on in a couple of seconds. Give me a couple
Once
of seconds.
Once again, y'all know what this is, man. This is the streets. Not the hood, not North Chicago, not Lake County. This is the streets all over. Number one station for underground hip-hop, Legal Dope Radio. 627, you on the line.
Hey, Quarter to Great, and Air to Fresh, you're a fresh air. That came up really good. Hey, man, you know I'm old school, but let me tell you, your form has enlightened me. It brought me around fresh air, and I appreciate what you guys are doing, because without it, I would be in the dark. Quarter to Great.
Yeah.
Keep it up, man. Fresh air.
Yes, sir.
I'm changing my name to Saturday morning. I'm going to follow Friday night.
I need a theme song.
Hey.
Hey. Saturday morning,
I need a theme. This is Saturday morning.
Shout out to the homeboy Saturday morning.
Hey, when you get Candace back on, tell her she just converted her old school player to a new school player. Hey, man, you guys doing a great job. Just wanted to holler at you guys.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. All right, man.
Yeah, shout out
later.
To Saturday morning.
Later. Hey, welcome to my theme song. Peace.
Shout out
that's
to
definitely
Saturday
what's
morning.
Going on. Hey, so check it out, too. You know me. It's PSA time. Before we pull my man on, again, I got to touch on the cancer thing because cancer took the life of, you know, yet another person, you know, close to me. And that's, you know, unfortunately, it's been going on for a while in my life, you know what I mean? But I just want to take this time out. It's not even really a PSA. It's just a, you know, it's just a heartfelt situation. I want to take this time out to send condolences out to the Seibert family. They lost one of their loved ones, you know, Dana Seibert Sr. lost his life Christmas morning. So I want to give a quick moment of silence for the entire Seibert family. And I know I said this before, but cancer claims a life every minute of every day. And again, I'm going to let that set in because cancer claims a minute. I mean, cancer claims a life every minute of every day. So, you know, I don't know what to say. I mean, I you know, obviously don't have the cure for it. It's just, you know, just be aware of cancer and, you know, just be aware of cancer. It's a monster, straight up.
Yeah, it's killing people, man.
So, with that said, you're on the line with Legal Dope Boys, Court of the Great.
Make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air of the People's Player. They fly the fly guy, Freddie Freak. Kid, stand the fourth man. Don't even look like the new man is up, is he?
I don't believe so, you know, but you know what it is with us, the boy Kick.
Hey.
What you mean, man?
Hey, one more thing. Candace, we're going to bring you back on because Block Life wants to get you saying shout out to Block Life because the way you said it was and I don't think he heard it, but I heard it. It was amazing. And there's nothing better than when you say Court of the Great.
The infamous.
Shout out to Griffin.
Hey, let's do the news, man. All right, Kick, it's a little past halftime. Only a little bit, though. We're going to jump to the news sooner than later.
Going crazy.
Yeah, the situation's going crazy. All right, we might have to jump to a cut then. Can't do that either.
We're just
going to
have fun.
We're just going to have fun then. All right.
Celebration.
It's definitely a celebratory event. Hey, so. Bully Bogart, shout out to Bully Bogart for wanting to read poetry. I forgot about that anyway. And also, too, oh, you know what? Tina Marie,
man.
We lost Lady T.
Man.
I mentioned that earlier.
I'm going to cry.
Cash Money Billionaire.
She was on Cash Money.
Yeah.
Somebody get the bully, man. Cause this dude is over there tripping.
Hey, what's good with the whole situation, though? Nothing yet?
I don't know. We'll be all right. Hey, dude, we can
come. All right. And this dude weird, man. Hey, so I tell you what, on some real talk, are we just, we falling? I'll be relaxing. This is where we unwind. We're going to get to the news sooner than later. Having a tech death or whatever, we'll get to that. So I just made it up on the fly.
Tech death?
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Bully Bogart, man, for falling off.
Oh, she's still over here, tripping, man. Y'all got to be here.
Hey, Bert. Hey, you know, you can't take an animal out
of the zoo. Oh. All right, so we back on now. We had an issue at first. I got a couple of shout outs too. And also, big shout out to
Lou Perez, nigga. Happy birthday, Lou.
Lou P.
Happy birthday, Lou P. Happy birthday to my girl Alyssa. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Red. Long time. You getting addicted over there on the sneak. That's what up. Shout out to you. That definitely was good.
Hey, man, you know, we do what we can do. What can you do?
Get to the news then. Can we do that?
Yeah.
I don't know, Kick. Kick, you're on.
What's up with you?
Ain't nothing up with your cool self. What's up, man?
Hey, you know how I get it in, fam. Like, back, you know, I'm getting addicted, fam. I done became I done re-fanned myself. You know, y'all got Candace on. It's really popping tonight. I see how it's shaking on the internet.
Man, your news is going to be too sexy. What you about to talk about, Victoria's Secret?
No. Hey, for real, though, it is funny that you say that because I want everybody, if you don't even go get the magazine, man, go check out Nicki Minaj on the cover of King, bro. You know, I'll never disappoint you.
Who on the cover of King?
Nicki.
Shit.
Is she?
Yeah. The March, April issue, 2011. Make sure you go peep it.
Man, that shit ain't real, man.
That shit ain't real.
Hey, I don't care if it is real. Just look at it. For real, the way they say go get it. She said look at it.
Hey, well, come on with it, Kick, man. Give us some news we can use, man.
Oh, man, you know, besides, you know, big shout-out to Tina Marie. We all lost her, you know what I mean? That was an amazing voice that, you know, we can't replace at all. Even though I did see a little white chick on Tyler Perry pull that same note. Tina Marie cannot be replaced. I'll never forget that. And let's see here. I want everybody to go check out that new M joint. You know what I mean? The syllables. That is ridiculous, fam. I know you said something about it before. It's pretty ridiculous. I don't like the track too much, but it's off the chain.
It's just hot because all the star power. 50 didn't talk about shit they was talking about. Jay went in, of course. Everybody snapped, but, you know.
It's normal. You know, they was just doing what they do.
There's too much hype built up around it.
It is. You know what I mean? I flipped to a couple of spots on the web, man, and it was just like everybody got the same news. So I figured, you know, it was just something else. You know, somebody put a bug in somebody's ear, and they just ran with it, with the media. You know, it's got to be one set person that's with the click that just, you know, call up Vibe, Source, everybody. You know what I mean? Everybody basically reported the same thing. You know, I try to give something fresh, but if it's that hot, you know, I guess it's just that hot. But goes out to Fresh Air. Hey, fool, you can't remember back in the days when parents just didn't understand, came out, and everybody was trying to rock the Turkish rope and say that your parents and your peeps just didn't understand. Well, Will Smith's daughter, Willow Smith, is about to remake that cut. Even though I'm way out that stage, still going to check it out because just parents just don't understand. That's funny. Just to go back from there to now because she really blowing up. She only got one track out for him, and she's really doing a whole lot. Maybe just because of the star power, but, you know, they obviously spending that money somewhere good between tracks and producers and who mixing it down or whatever. That with your hair, you know, if somebody like Keisha Cole that did it, I'd have jumped on it for real.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is.
All right, Sam, well, I'm telling you what, man. That's what up, man. That was your boy, Kid.
That was your boy, Kid.
Hey, man, you opened it off the purpose
right,
of man.
Kid. Yeah, man. Hey, man, we got listeners from Australia, nigga.
You're listening from Australia, boy.
And you get on here sounding like Barry White. Barry White.
Well,
hey,
man,
go ahead and sign
out,
man.
You know every show is an adventure for me. You know every show is an adventure for me. Y'all don't know how you might get me. I might be offering 3, 4, 5 cups of coffee And you might catch me off of TikTok.
Hey, man, I normally don't do that to my news, man. But that nigga is tripping. So I had to get his ass up out of here. Hey.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I had to up the strap on them niggas. I had to shoot at this fool, get him the fuck up out of here, man. Because he was tripping.
Dude.
He had a lady on the line.
Dude.
And this nigga's tripping. He now, when we had Psychodrama on the line, you was hype. When we had N1 on the line, you was hype.
Hey,
Joe,
get him again.
He came back? He had to go. Fuck away from my door, nigga. Bag up. Shit. Now, when we had all these other stars in the hood on here, Ben One, motherfucking Sly Polaroid, motherfucking
Bully
Bogart, shit, Aimer the Gamer, Quarter the Great, nigga, you get excited. But then, you know, after that, my girl Candace is in the building, you don't want to get excited. So you know what? You know what I'm saying, man? Kick rocks, man.
772, you on the air.
Nigga, get your phone out your pocket. 772, you on the line.
Yo, what up?
What up, who this?
This is Big Chris, man. What's going on?
Big Griggity, what up, Joe?
I'm chilling, baby. Shout out to Nigga Dope Hour. Shout out to Candace. What's going on?
Hey, man, you know, we're just holding on like hubcaps in the fast lane, man.
That's what's going on, man. I also want to give a shout-out to Flat Out Entertainment, baby.
Flat Out ENT.
Flat Out ENT. Hey, so Big Grits, man, glad you called in, man. Give a rundown on that real quick, man. Give us some background because we got people in the loop that's going to be in the building. They want to know what's goody good with that.
What's good? We're going to be at Club Flavor, East St. Louis. Show starting at 9 o'clock. We got a photo shoot at 6.
Shit, it's going to be shaking.
It's going to be shaking. Of course it's going to be shaking. Roscoe Dash in the building. Got a few other people showing up. You know what I'm saying? Special guests. All like that.
That's what it do.
Flat Out ENT.
BMG.
Flat Out ENT, BMG, baby, all day long.
So what's been up with it, though, man?
Huh?
What's been up with it, though?
Oh, man, you know, slow motion, better than no motion, though. Trying to put things in the movement, you know what I'm saying? Know what they say, if you ain't under construction, you're headed for destruction, baby.
That's right. Hey, man, well, you know
what, man, Big Risk. Well, you know what it is, man. We're going to make sure we get in tone with each other before we shoot out. We're going to be at Club Flavor, East St. Louis, Flat Out ENT, BMG, Roscoe Dash, New Year's Eve, partying into New Year's Day, getting it in. Big Grits, we going to holler at you, fams. Always love, Joe.
Photo shoot at 6. Motherfucking show start at 9. Quarter to Great will be pulling up at 10:15.
Along with me. Hey, check it out, man. Hey, I tell you what, man. Let's hit him over the head with 9:16 before we bring him, before we bring back Candace Rose.
All right, man. Hey, man, this is a party song. This song is off of the Bigger Than Love album. If you don't have it, send me your email address to MrLegalDope@gmail.com, and I'll email the whole record to you. It's free until January 1st. After that, I will not put the CD out anymore. It won't be available. It's over with. It was only good from October to now. So this is one of the records off of there. It's called 916. It's a party track, Candace, so you're going to like this. Get addicted. Quarter to Great.
Okay.
once upon a time not long ago. They call it next if I can get the party started, show. So I hopped out the shower and I put my swag on. Prada kicks and put a GC Timiyaki cologne. Then I pulled up a stick and told a click, let's get it. Black Audi in a bunch, truck a pose, jump in it. White Magnum in the back, block staff, west spinning. Overcast on the chain, god damn it, I'm winning. Call the promoter, say I'll be there in a minute. Patron for the niggas, rosé for the bitches. Kanye in the deck, skip that bang. Biggie, let it go real loud, navigating through the city, If you want beef, I got ya. Who's monsters don't prosper. Swagger a lot of Mr. Hot Stuff. Who, me? Flyers of Blue Jays. Looking like they let the homie Big Me go. So we pop champagne, followed by XO with some old rosé. Baby girl, the model with a mean shoe game. In a in for 10 minutes, and with me, she came. Okay, now I'm on perk, girly don't eat. Can't keep a little model hands off me. Both in a bib, hot tripping off key. And how every motherfucker in the club know me. Check the ticks on the clock, red 245 spot. Hotter than an oven, but the bitch still not. So I approach the stage, team in tow. Press it in the first six, pull it on my toe. All the stuff in that case, bartender pouring rounds. In the stage, 330, and I shut that bitch down. Puffin' up in the saying, you tell your friends to get with my friends. We can be friends like every weekend. The spot that we in, you her and she in. Oh, me, I'm D-Man. Yes, for a day. Can we pop bottles of the best grade? Yep, playing my skate. Black County outside, can't wait. Pretty like Nicole, little mama, I'm straight. Biggie in the deck, get that bang. They feeling it so loud, you can see a DJ. If you won't heat, I gotcha. Who said monsters don't prosper? Swagger a lot of Mr. Hot Stuff. Me, fly at the Blue Jay, the QK.
Baby, I am a husband, living life for a rock star. Money, women, and fast cars. You do it all for the paper. The money.
So that was 916 by the Infamous.
The Infamous.
Quarter to Great. Hey, so check it out, man. Let's pull the lovely Candace Rose. Hey, on some real shit, y'all might think I'm just fronting because of the accent and because I'm talking to her over your dig or whatever, but I'm looking at the flicks and the bio, bruh. This is beauty right here. Y'all missing out. So we're going to pull Candace back on, and we're going to let her tell the world, some of her links and how to get in tune with her and, how to follow her and, where she shop at and buy her groceries. Hey, so Candace, the people want to know where you buy your groceries.
I like groceries. Okay, well, everybody can find me at Facebook, facebook.com/ Candace Rose AUS, as in AUS for Australia. You can check me out on my Reverb Nation page, / Candace Rose. My website will be up and running soon. That's going to be candacerose.com.au. And for all my YouTube videos, like my hip-hop crew with us dancing, my singing, my songs, it's YouTube/ Candace Rose for you. As in the number 4 and the letter U, and twitter.com/ Miss Candace Rose. So I hope you had your pens out and were able to get all that down. So that's my links where everyone can find me at. I really want to come to Chi-Town and see you guys, though. That would be really great. I'm coming to America in February to record in New York. Probably definitely also take a trip to the West Coast. Try to go down to Miami, and I've got to come to Chi-Town and see the infamous Quarter the Great and Fresh Air Block Party and everybody there at the Legal Dope Experience for sure.
Hey, will you let me know whenever your 10 toes touch my land, let me know, and we'll make sure you take it care of.
That'll be great. Yeah, we'll keep in contact, definitely. BTP will be able to definitely make that happen, which will be good. Which will be great.
That's what it is. We will actually have you in the studio live when you come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I'd love that. We can come in there, have a bit of a jam, make our own party, have our own, you know, little house party going on.
It's a celebration no matter where I'm at. So, you know, it is going down. We have a party
sounds
in your
good.
Favor. Just let me know.
Sounds good.
Hey,
also, you know, if there's, like, any artists out there in Chi-Town who are looking to do collaborations, like, I'm always open to, you know, meet new artists and producers and just create really great music, you know, create an opportunity for some great American Chi-Town artists to get heard out here in Australia and, likewise, you know, get my music out there. It'd be great. So, time to go worldwide, baby. Legal Dope Experience going worldwide. Pimping all over the world.
Pimping all over the whole world. Hey, I really appreciate the love, Candace. Really, really, I do straight up. And all I can do is extend the invitation for you to come back every Wednesday, tell a friend so they can tell a friend. You know what I mean? Well, you know, we'll help each other get bigger and bigger every day, or every Wednesday anyway. That's
sure.
the best we can do for you.
Definitely. I'll let everybody, you know, in Sydney and in Australia know that they need to check you guys out and tune into you. So I'll definitely spread the word, let everybody out here know about you guys and the movement. So, you know, thank you for the opportunity. It's been so great, you know, talking to you guys. I've had so much fun, and I can't wait to come over to the Windy City and party it up with you and get this legal dope experience happening again.
Well, don't even worry about it. You have an invitation that doesn't expire, so you can take your time.
Yay. Now I just got to get my my green card so I can move over there. Might have to find me a husband. Maybe you can work out some form of business transaction.
That would not be a problem.
I thought it wouldn't go down too well with the U.S. government, right? That would not be like, get her out. She's marrying to stay in the States. So.
All right, fellas, you heard it here first. She is single as a $1 bill.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Candace Rose.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right, so like I said, Candace, you're definitely invited to come back whenever you like to say hi.
Thank you. Take care. Love, peace, and chicken grease, as Mike and Mike there over there said. I'm sure it was Mike. So you guys have a great evening. Big shout out to Fresh Air and the infamous Court of the Great, and a big shout out to everybody there, the Legal Dope Experience, Block Party, all you guys. You're awesome. Thank you.
One more. Hey, do me one more small favor, because my man Block Life said you got to give him another shout out because he loved the way you said his name.
Block Party. Oh, big shout out to my boy Block Party.
All right,
love
sweetheart,
Block
take it
Party.
Easy.
All right, guys, take care.
All right.
I fucking love Candace Rose. Quarter to great. The infamous Quarter to great. What time is it? Hey man, so that was Candace Rose, man. We played a record. The record was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Party up.
Party up.
Shout out to Fam. I'm kicking myself now because I didn't ask Candace what Fam name was. You know, she said it, but, you know, I missed it. You know, I missed it. Shout out to Fam on the second verse with it, though, but he was bussing.
Six minutes. 6 minutes to go on the show, man. Y'all know what we do right around this time, man. Once again, gotta say rest in peace to Tina Marie. Big shout out to all the Legal Dope listeners, man. Big shout out to Diggs from Big Time. Big shout out to Bianca. Shout out to B. Like I say, man, it's been a wonderful year. Y'all not understand it, man. It's the last show of the year, man. So you know.
I was thinking off that earlier too, and I was sick. That you know.
Yeah.
I prepared a little better and had my confetti, and you know,
yeah.
I got the shit.
Turned out to be a great show.
But it turned out to be a great show because we had the great Candace Rose on the line, And like I say, who knows, we might have been the people that broke her over here in the States, you know. So it's 6 minutes to go, and I just want to do this.
I love that shit, man. And it's crazy because we easily could have went with, you know, Fire and Desire. You know, but I don't know. This just felt a little better. It's almost eerie. You know, I don't know. Shit is hot though, man.
I love it.
Last show of the year, moving into 2011. Big go, boys. We got big things in line. But we're really, really making it happen. So, I don't know. I appreciate the whole thing. Everybody sticking around with us for a year. Shout out to Candace Rose for coming through today, checking us out. That was huge.
Big shout out to Saturday morning. Shout out to Saturday morning.
Shout out to the Saturday morning. Oh, big shout out to Kyle, too. Kyle and her, and congratulations on getting married. Her and her husband got married the other day. You know, boyfriend for a long time. Shabby. Shout out to them. Man, shout out to Dan the Man from Rockin' Chevrolet that's going on his honeymoon in San Diego forever to get married. Shout out to Dan the Man.
That looks too weird. Let's bring that in. Hey, call 200. You're on the line.
Yo, is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, sweet. I'm calling from Australia. Second caller from Australia, I guess, next to Candace. Just wanted to say shout out to everybody in the States. Thanks for giving Candace a go. And also our boys, Miracle and Israel. Israel was the dude that you were asking about on the second verse. And Miracle's on the third verse. Candace Rose, Miracle, Israel, they're all blowing up out here. So make sure you guys check them out. AUS is in the building. We're taking over, turning down under up top.
Hey, man, I appreciate you calling in, showing big love to Candace, man. She's a friend of the show now, and I want to invite you to come back and hang out with us every Wednesday. We get it in.
Man,
you know what? Go ahead.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead.
It's definitely done. I got friends in Chicago that are doing some big things, Nikki Lynette, and also Gemstones, who's down with First to 15th. So shout out to them as well. Shout out to everyone in Chi-Town.
Big shout out to Gemini, man. Hey, I heard Gemini was doing gospel rap. Is that true? Is any truth to that?
Yeah, man. He just did a mixtape. It's gospel based, but it's still, you know, mainstream as well. It's still
he's
got
amazing,
that mainstream
though,
vibe.
So he could pull it off.
Yeah, man. He's pulling it off. Like, it's crazy. His new mixtape is off the chain.
I'd like to get him on the show, man. If you can make that happen, my email is MrLegalDope@gmail.com. If you can make that happen, link up with me, man. That'd be beautiful. I'd like
to
get him
sure,
on the
man.
So, yeah,
sounds
man. Big shout out. What's your name?
My name's Ryan. I'm going to go on to RJB. RJB, man.
Man, big shout out to you, man. Hey, man, look, man, this is what we're doing, man. This is the last show of the year. We blowing the fuck up. It's looking crazy. We got hundreds of callers. We got a bunch of people online, man. This shit is crazy, man. Quarter to great, fresh out of people's player, Billy Bogart, man. Stay addicted.
Legal Dope Boys, see y'all next year, Joe, 2011. Let's get big.
Happy New Year!
Get big.
Shout out NTBMG.
Big shout out to Candace Rose again, man. Love you for that. Thanks, baby.
BMG, we all we got.